The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And with me, can I call you Dr. Russell? I like Dr. Russell. It sounds really, really good.
Dr. Russell is fine.
Hi, Dr. Russell. I'm great. I'm going to welcome to Freedom 106.5. And
Thank you for having me.
We are excited to have this discussion, dengue fever and the upsurge in it. I was saying before you came on, I was saying that when I was growing up, hearing about dengue fever, I used to be real scared, like so scared that I used to sleep under a cover because I don't want no mosquito pass by me. But after some time, you know, you wasn't really hearing about dengue fever, but yo, all of a sudden, it's like, pow, dengue fever.
For sure.
So let's talk about that. Welcome to our show today.
Again, thanks for having me. Right. So dengue fever, and you mentioned, you know, we didn't hear about it for a while and then it pops up again. So dengue fever, it's always been there, right? Particularly tropical areas, wet areas. And recently, you know, all these things kind of go hand in hand. So we had this prolonged dry period, right? They're saying the water level's low, the reservoir's dry. You know, mosquitoes weren't flourishing at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, mosquitoes were latent, the eggs, it was still out there. The Aedes aegypti mosquito, it was still out there. And eventually when the rains finally come down, we say, yes, we gotta ease up.
Right.
But unfortunately with that, you would have the rise of, you know, all these different insects and other bugs, mm-hmm. including Aedes aegypti and the dengue fever that was always there.
Right.
Now, what I am seeing is that lots of people are getting this fever and body ache. Now, not every time you get a fever and body ache is dengue.
Right.
But people are getting lots of fever and body ache, and the proliferation of mosquitoes has been crazy recently.
Mm-hmm.
So people are saying, they say, you know, doc, we could spray a spray, right? And you're safe for the rest of that evening, for the rest of the night. Your house empty, your house clear, nothing coming in, where you have your little nets or your high little bug mat or whatever it may be. But they said this, they find the mosquito different.
Right.
They come up with a vengeance. They spray, and then like not even an hour or two later, the mosquito's back inside,
mm-hmm.
right? Like they own the place. And the sad thing is when, you know, if somebody has dengue,
right,
and this person gets bite, it will transmit via the mosquito from one infected person to another person.
Mm-hmm.
Dengue is not something you touch somebody or just go from person to person like another virus.
Yeah.
The mosquito has to be there. And again, with the rainfall and mosquito proliferation, and, you know, I believe Ministry of Health, I think it was just about a week or two ago, I think it was about like 123 cases, I believe was the story.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to verify that. But there are some cases taking place in Central and South. It's all over.
Right.
I think it was County, Kearney and Victoria down in South. So it's all over. And everybody knows somebody who has fever and body can get any testing or they tell them the platelets low and they come to the hospital. So it's definitely out there.
So let's get down to it itself, dengue fever.
Sure.
For the people who don't know what exactly is dengue fever, I know you explained a lot just now, but, you know, break it down for us so that the person on the street who's listening right now saying, but I thought dengue fever was just, you know, something similar to, because it has some people who say dengue fever and yellow fever, it's similar, eh? You have people thinking about that. So explain that to us. What is it?
Right.
What is dengue fever?
Right. So dengue fever is caused by a virus.
Right.
And you mentioned it's similar to yellow fever because they fall under the same family, the same genus of viruses, flaviviruses.
Mm-hmm.
So think of yellow fever and dengue fever as cousins.
Right.
Now, you know, you would have your yellow fever vaccines and things, right? However, dengue fever, it will work so. And if you get dengue once, you can get it again. So dengue fever is a virus, right, that is transmitted, you know, from a infected person to the mosquito, and that mosquito to another person, right?
Oh.
And as the name suggests, fever is one of the main complaints.
Right.
People say it's a very dread fever. It's a really bad fever.
Mm-hmm.
The body aches are pretty bad. You get some really bad headaches,
mm-hmm.
some pain behind the eyes. Can make you a little bit upset. You can get some rashes, and of course the mosquito bites as well.
Right.
Now, you typically might not get a sore throat or a cough with dengue fever.
Mm-hmm.
You might not typically get like a diarrhea that you get with gastroenteritis.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the fever and body aches are pretty bad.
Right.
Now, this is the thing. When it comes to fever and body, people will think, okay, Panadol, ibuprofen, etc.
Yeah.
However, this is where you need to stay away from these things. Stay away from things like aspirin and ibuprofen, because one of the complications with dengue is internal bleeding or dropping your platelets or going into shock where the blood pressure drops.
What?
So basically, it's best to stay away from things like aspirin-containing drugs, ibuprofen-containing drugs, because then you could run into other bleeding complications or bleeds in the stomach.
Right.
And then you are only stuck with something like Panadol for the fever and body aches, or Paracodine or Panadine. Mm. And sometimes that is not enough, you know? So it's a very bad fever with some bad body aches. That's some of the top two.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I always encourage people, if you are not feeling well, get an early checkup. Is it dengue? Is it something else?
Right. Because you know we are our own self-made doctors, right? So when you start to get pain, let me go and buy some multi-symptom. Let me go and buy some. But you're not knowing the damages you could cause. So
sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls listening out there, if you get up a morning, or you know what, before I start that question, how long does it take for you to notice these symptoms? So like you talk about the body aches, you talk about the headache, you talk about the fever. How long would it take for those symptoms to actually show or feel?
Right. So going to, you know, from getting bitten by the mosquito to the incubation period, you know, from the time you get a bite to developing symptoms.
Because we doesn't know when we get bite.
You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. You're going to be scratching. You're going to see the bumps and you're seeing the mosquitoes, right?
Right.
So any time from the 1, 2, 3, like within 4 days or so, a few days, you will develop symptoms. And this is a scary thing because some people would spike a fever or get the body aches, and some people might not.
It's
really a bit unpredictable. It varies from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell them again. You see, within 1 to 4 days or so, you know, if you start getting that kind of little... Because you remember when we get any pain, sometimes we don't get the full-blown pain, eh? We will get, like, a little part will start a time, then you realize, well, wait now, something ain't adding up here, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody who is listening, go to the health center or the doctor to make sure, because we don't want to prescribe things on ourselves, like the painkillers and whatever we think wrong with us. We don't want to make any matters worse, right? So, Dr. Russell, you talk about let's talk more about the different symptoms, right? So you say when someone gets bitten, right? They get bitten between 1 to 4 days. You will see the signs and symptoms, right? Mm-hmm. We also talk about when you get in those signs and symptoms, you need to go by the doctor, right? Is it that as a doctor? Is it that you all do like blood tests, or how do you identify that patient or person has dengue? How does that go?
All right, yeah. That's a good question there. So, again, not everybody with a fever is dengue. Not everybody with a body pain is dengue.
Mm-hmm.
You come to us and we decide. So if you go to hospital or health center, doctor would see you, and then decide if we're going to take a sample of blood and send it to the lab, and we get back the results.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different markers we look at, things like the dengue antigen, NS1, things like immunoglobulins, and it can even show us if you've had a trace of old dengue in the past. We
will
check
dengue?
Your blood count, check your platelets.
What's old dengue? Is that old dengue and new dengue?
Right.
Or old dengue and young dengue?
Right. So this could be a little bit conflicting, right? Because dengue is something you can get more than once, right? I had somebody tell me once, yeah, doc, I get dengue like about 3 or 4 times. They do the test and they keep on showing up positive, right? That is what they were saying.
Right.
But basically, IgG, if you've had dengue fever once, that IgG, it can stay up, and I could test it now or next year, and chances are it would come back positive. So it could be a little bit conflicting. So if you see one line show up in your test kit, don't panic, right? Based on your symptoms, your platelets, and the full dengue panel, then we decide if you truly have an active dengue infection right now. So let your doctor decide if you need the test. I know there are some other private labs doing it on the outside and with a doctor's referral, of course. But dengue is a very manageable thing. Once you treat the underlying symptoms, you'll be fine. So I'd mentioned to stay away from things like aspirin and ibuprofen containing medications. Antibiotics, dengue is a virus, you know, so don't be jumping down to try and get augmenting or any other fancy antibiotic, you know, because every time you have fever, some people want to jump on antibiotics.
Doc, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, so people, they might want to jump on antibiotics or something, right? Regular Panadol, drink some fluids and things. You know, treat the underlying symptom. You don't need antibiotics. You don't need some of these other things.
Right. So, mm-hmm. Doc, is there a vaccine for this thing?
Correct. There is no 100% vaccine readily available to stop dengue. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, if you had dengue, you know, once or so, you can pick it up again. So there isn't a 100% foolproof vaccine out there. You can't walk into a health center and get a dengue vaccine.
Mm.
No. It doesn't work like yellow fever or other viruses.
Oh, so what preventative measures we could take to, you know, stop the spread or even reduce the risk of being infected from
For sure.
Yeah. What steps can we do?
The number one thing I would say,
mm-hmm.
for sure, the number one thing, reduce the mosquitoes in the area, right? And, you know, things we can do in our own home,
mm-hmm.
We spray when we see them. We use nets. We remove the water sources, the breeding sites for the mosquitoes, right? If you have flower plants, if you have buckets on the outside, if you have some garbage or some bush you need to clear up, lots of water tanks on the outside. You know, all one drinking water. It's not 100% sealed. Difficult 100% sealed. Mm-hmm. But all these things are potential breeding sites for mosquitoes. And if we could clean up some of these areas, we reduce the amount of mosquitoes right now and reduce the actual transmission and spread of dengue.
Right. Someone asked me one question, but I want to ask you a question for myself. How you going to know which mosquito is a dengue mosquito, boy? How you would know? Because, I say that you'll laugh, but I was laughing at it when I thought about it way before. But then I say, but when I look at, like, let's say, for instance, if I kill a few mosquitoes, right, I would notice that they look different, right?
For sure,
and then my partner would be like, hey, that mosquito is a dengue mosquito. I was like, what do you mean? And they talk about the lines. And so is it that we can identify? Like, let me say, for instance, we going about our business and we see on the table a mosquito just there sitting down, waiting for us to sit down to bite we. You could tell which mosquito.
For sure. All right. So first things first, I don't want to panic the population. Not every mosquito has dengue. Not every Aedes aegypti mosquito has dengue.
Right.
But the typical appearance of the Aedes aegypti, it has a brownish appearance, particularly on the underbelly,
mm-hmm.
and the legs tend to have some whitish lines on it.
White lines.
Very interesting to look at, but there are other species of mosquito that look black with white lines. So then, again, don't get yourself paranoid, right?
Yeah.
That mosquito might not even have dengue, even if it's looking so.
Just kill them all. Spray them all. Just spray all and done. So someone wanted to find out if they can get dengue repeatedly.
For sure. So if you've had dengue once, right, it is possible to get it a second time. So yes.
So you could get dengue right through the air if you didn't really clean out your place and make sure that they make sure that they're not there. And that kind of scary. Are there any long term effects on the body if that continuously happens? Like if you get dengue, like let's say 5 times for the year, are there any long term effects on your body? Yeah, well, I just call in, but 4 times for the year.
Yeah.
Are there any long term effects for that?
I think once it hasn't gotten to the point where it drop your platelets or cause internal bleeding or starts to affect the organs and whatnot, the majority of people, nothing will happen.
Mm-hmm.
The symptoms will go away. Your body will continue to function fine. You will clear the dengue in a week or two.
Right.
But to say like severe long-term complications, you know, like some other viruses might damage, you know, some part of the body or organ, no. Mm.
And it
shouldn't leave no major long-term complications, unless you're a particular case that had complications from a dengue hemorrhagic fever or something.
Right. Now, what's the mortality rate for dengue fever? Because I understand that we had one death. What's the mortality rate for dengue fever in Trinidad and Tobago? Do you know?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know the exact figures for Trinidad and Tobago.
But people,
however, I could tell you.
No, but
the majority
people,
of people with the dengue fever, they can bounce back. There's a few cases that will progress into the more severe symptoms with the blood pressure drop, the bleeding, the organ failure, and up in ICU, dengue hemorrhagic fever.
Wow.
That's relatively low in my experience, but the exact figures, I don't know. So even if you do have dengue, the majority of people, they will pull through.
They will gradually bounce back. But is it like person? Because, you know, remember for COVID-19, they were mentioning that persons with comorbidities and persons who have chronic disease, they are the ones who are most vulnerable to it. Is that a case like that with dengue fever? Is that the same case, more or less?
That's a good question. That's an interesting point. So anytime you have an older person or people with comorbidities, people with other medical conditions, you're always at increased risk when they get hit with a virus or infection.
Right.
However, just like some of those bad strains of COVID, like Delta and whatnot, the dengue fever, it can be a bit unpredictable. We can have a young person pick up dengue. They go straight into dengue hemorrhagic fever, the blood pressure drop, they get all the complications, and they might not make it. And at the same time, too, you might get an old person, they get mosquito bites, they fever on bodies for a week, and they bounce back completely. So it's a little bit unpredictable.
Right.
And, you know, it's always concerning.
Right.
Yeah.
So fellas out there, ladies out there, teenagers, children, all wherever it have water settling, right? Or like throw out them thing, clean out all the garbage, because you see that dengue thing, or like, let me do what we need to do now. Let me do what we need to do. Someone sent me a question here, Dr. Ross. Let me get it here. Kari in Guyana, they have lots of deaths for dengue. So Trinidad is very close to a neighboring country. Is it that some of the mosquitoes would reach in our place and cause havoc? Well, I'm not sure they'll fly quite here.
traveler transmitted diseases, people coming from South America, Ghana or wherever, again with the recent rainfall, you know, when it rain here, the mosquitoes spring up here, spring up there. And anyway, you have and that's the interesting, somebody with dengue, they come to Trinidad, a mosquito bite them, and it spread to somebody else, you know, and you know, that's why we always screen people sometimes at the airport and say, why aren't they these funny things? Have you had any fever and body aches and cough recently?
Right,
you know,
it's
not just a COVID thing. And that's why we encourage people to get your yellow fever and all these other vaccines. I wish there was a 100% effective one for dengue, but there isn't.
All right. Yeah. Now, you mentioned before, right, where the mosquito bites an infected person and then, like, the mosquito bites someone else. That's how someone will get it, right? That's what you mentioned earlier? So,
correct.
So then it's a cycle then. Because if the mosquito bites the infected person, that means that person was infected by a mosquito. Hey, this is, wow.
What came first? Was it the person or the mosquito?
Was it the mosquito or the person? Wow, this is, now, Dr. Ross, let me tell you something. This is something that we all need to pay particular attention about. And it is growing. It is very serious. We might be making a little joke or two, but guys, this is something very, very serious. And I know you have mosquitoes in your house. I know you have mosquitoes in your yard, because when you're going to sit down outside in the porch or drink your coffee, you're getting bite from mosquitoes. All you, let me be a little more vigilant and let us make sure and do what we need to do so that we would not get dengue. Right. Now, I have another question for you. There's a speculation that people who have different types of blood that mosquitoes are more attracted to. Is that true?
Gail, watch me now. In my experience, mosquito biting
everybody.
Mosquito do it all over. And mosquito in my house, like, they're paying rent right now.
Make sure and collect that rent, Make sure and collect that rent. Yes. Just this morning, Dr. Ross, I'm driving to Port of Spain. And I saw it. I was in traffic, right? So I saw the mosquito, like, kind of around. But I said, well, how this mosquito get in here? Because I was only rolling east here, right? So,
yeah.
I thought mosquitoes can't stay around the AC, stay for too long in AC. We have some kind of hybrid mosquitoes here, you know? We have 20, 24 mosquitoes here. What good?
Mosquitoes adapting, boy. Yeah. And you transporting them too. I'm making jokes.
I want you to debunk.
Insects are very resilient. You know, these mosquitoes and their eggs, they would lay there, rain would fall, and you would have a resurgence. So, you know, when this should die down,
mm-hmm.
next year, whenever rain comes again, we'll see another spike. That's everything. Yeah.
It is very scary. It is scary. I want you to debunk this myth for me. Now, you mentioned it before, but this was something else. Someone said that if someone is taking constant medication, you know, the mosquitoes mm-hmm. are not likely to bite them. I don't know what you mean. What kind of medication? Tell me what kind of medication you're talking about. Yeah.
If they are
insulin.
I could try and say insulin. Insulin. Mosquito don't care if you're diabetic or not diabetic.
Whether
you're normal or a sweet man, they will still come and bite you.
If someone is pregnant and they got bitten from a mosquito that has dengue, would that affect their baby?
That's a good question. The majority of people, they would probably get the fevers and body aches compared to other things like the Zika virus that would cause complications in the pregnant woman or potential damage to her fetus.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, not that I could confirm, mm-hmm. but the better person to comment on that would be like a obstetrician and gynecologist. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure about the complications. I'll have to check that and get back to you.
Right. Because, I mean, if it it causes fever, like real mm-hmm. fever, and mm-hmm. you're pregnant and you get bite from a mosquito and you get dengue fever, I would assume it would cause some kind of complication, no? I could be wrong because I'm not a doctor. But, I mean, that's why I'd be asking you.
I could kind of piggyback off of my COVID days.
Yes.
You know, people, they get pregnant, they get a fever and cough, and, you know, they use some panel vitamin C and cough syrup and they complete too.
Yeah.
Even if you're not every time you get an infection during a pregnancy guarantees the complications. If in doubt, get yourself checked up,
mm-hmm.
speak to your obstetrician, mommy get checked out, baby get checked out. And there's a high chance nothing will take place.
Yes.
If there are any complications, once you visit a doc, they would try to help you manage a bit earlier.
Yes.
But not every infection in pregnancy would lead to complications.
Right.
But I understand it would definitely be very stressful.
Yeah.
You know, your body aches and you're pregnant. Mommy would be...
It would be a concern.
For sure.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, citizens of Trinidad and Tobago, you see your backyard, clean your backyard. You see all them things that holding all that water. We need to get rid of dengue fever. We don't want anybody catching dengue fever. Oh, it's serious. It's very, very serious. Doc, we have a call. Let's take it. Yeah? Let's see what someone wants to ask. Hello, good afternoon. You're live?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up?
We're talking about this dengue, right?
Mm-hmm.
We island in our area down in Pinal.
Right.
And there's a lot of people are being affected with this dengue.
With dengue, yeah. What are they doing with it? What are they doing about it?
Well, here what happening. The corporation come yesterday and they spray one house.
This one house?
From the whole area, you know. Well, you see now where they went and spray by this person. He was an ex-corporation worker.
Oh, God,
so he must have a little thing about it, you know?
Right. But
hear this one.
Tell me.
The person which mentioned about mosquitoes bite some and they don't bite some. It's true, you know.
Really?
Yeah, me and my wife, there's been this business we're running here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And holy mosquito biting she and I right here, no mosquito don't bite me.
So
because I really am insulin, right?
So you see, Doc, you see what I'm saying? Some people must be saying, I don't know how true,
yes,
but all right.
True, mosquitoes be biting, whole
I need to meet this man.
And no mosquito don't bite me.
Time, study
his case. Yes. All right, buddy. Thanks so much for calling. Thanks a lot. Sorry. Yes, thanks a lot for calling. So, Doc, it's not just about 3:47, so let's wrap up a bit. So, ladies and gentlemen, keep your surroundings clean. Don't have any still water. Also, you know, sometimes you will have some barrels outside uncovered. Cover those barrels. clean up the yard, because apparently around garbage and tree and tree trunks and leaves and things, it settles there too, right? Right, Dr. Ross?
For sure.
Yeah?
For
so sure. All the old tires that you have collecting water, throw it away from me, please. Please throw it away, right? And spray your surroundings as well. Yeah? Yeah, Dr. Ross? That'll be it? Let me take one more call. Let's see who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
Yeah, quiet.
Dime.
Concerning the idea that mosquito bite people don't bite people, that is totally true and could be justified. People who have a diet of corn,
they don't bite? What?
People who have a particular diet, like say they eat a lot of garlic and things, their pores just exude that kind of smell. And mosquitoes just simply avoid them and bite them. But it's not a thing to do with the blood.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't getting anything to the blood yet. Just, whatever your diet is, your perspiration, your body odor is of a particular nature.
Right.
And mosquitoes wouldn't come around you as much as somebody who have a different diet.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with your blood speaker than this blood and all kind of thing. It depends on your body odor.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much, Doc. What's your thoughts on that? It depends on your body odor, is it? I feel I have to meet that man too, because I want to find out more about that. I feel I should eat some more onion and garlic.
You know, some people have been crushing and drinking pawpaw leaf to raise the platelets and help with the dengue. I can't verify any of that. People have been trying lots of different herbal things.
Right.
You all should probably stay away from things like saffron. And saffron is a natural blood thinner.
It is.
So don't be some of them herbal concoctions. Next thing, creating more problems.
Oh yeah, and that was another thing that you mentioned. So guys, listen. If it is you somehow get bitten by a mosquito, and between the 1 to 4 day period, and you realize that you're getting some symptoms such as the body pains, the fever, headaches. Don't go and take no painkiller just so now, boy. You could make the thing bad. Ask Dr. Russell. He know. Tell me that. Tell him, Dr. Ross.
For sure. Just don't jump into no ibuprofen or no diclofenac and thing.
Mm.
By all means, you could walk into a pharmacy and ask your friend and neighborhood pharmacist too, right?
Yeah.
Or you could visit a doctor as well, and they will tell you, okay, so what's happening? You know what? Try this paracetamol, try this brand of Panadol, try this syrup for your symptoms, and you will get some relief and might save you a trip to the hospital. So make use of all the different services available.
Yeah.
Me personally, if I get a fever and body right now, I'll probably take 2 Panadol rather than 2 ibuprofen.
Well, let's take another call. Hello, good afternoon, your life. Hola, buen tarde, te vivo. Okay, I guess they're not there. All right. Let me check the WhatsApp. Cynthia said, hey, Kyrie, this is very serious. Let's all clean our surroundings and spray the homes. Go to the front of the class, Cynthia. And I think we as Trinis, we kind of lackadaisical with that, Dr. Ross. We will see the mess. You know what? I'll go clean it tomorrow. And then tomorrow will turn into tomorrow. And then tomorrow will turn into 2 months. And then, boom, bang, somebody get dengue. Let me do better, Trinidad and Tobago. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. You're live?
Yes, and good afternoon to the doctor, Princess Tong.
Thank you. What's up? Talk to us.
Now, I would like to hear the doctor's thoughts on Trinidad and Tobago. You know, we have on paper, like the West Indies team.
Why are you doing
all
that?
All the institutions, you know, the structures coming right down from President of the Republic, come right down with a check. We have all the commissions and this and that and the next.
Mm-hmm.
Zero, we have in the 14 corporations, each corporation have a county medical officer of health.
Right.
They have health committees, and we have something they call the insect vector control that is attached to the various ministries. But you know, when you have dengue, you know what happens?
No, what happens?
When they get a confirmed case, like in Princess Tonga, if somebody in my family get dengue, and after they confirm and everything else, you'll see the insects, they come and just spray the next day or two, you know, and they spray in one house. I remember years going by, spraying used to be a thing that was on a program and ever so often, whatever. they will come around and they will spray, they will advertise until they open your windows, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
What has become of all of that?
Hmm.
We had the close off Karani, well, of course, no drainage and bush and everything else. This was one of the, if you want to say, the spin-off benefits when Karani was up and running, because they would maintain their drains and clean traces, and they did a lot of spraying too.
Mm-hmm.
And in spraying the cane and so on, it would help in terms of mosquitoes and fly and the next and the next. So I am saying, you know, we have all these things on paper, but in reality, it is this functional. It is not working.
Mm.
No, the public service and the government service.
All right, buddy. Gotcha. So what are we talking about here? If he probably just joined us, Dr. Russell, and I understand the line that he's going down. But we're talking about individual responsibility. We're talking about you and me. We have a backyard and we have things piled up. We have old tires in there. We have some what's called these barrels uncovered. We have to take our personal responsibility to also pay attention to our health, because we can't expect the government to come and cover we barrel for we. We can't expect the government or people from public health, wherever, to come and sweep up the yard and throw the tires. So come on, let's be responsible, all right? Let's be responsible when it comes to that, ladies and gentlemen. Another thing is, Dr. Ross, the bush, the high bush. We need to cut that too, because does that attract mosquitoes everything, as well? Yeah.
Everything from the side. Yeah, for sure. If they're not sitting on our walls, they're sitting on the bush, some on the outside too. So cutting down, cleaning up the water sources, you know, keeping a friendly environment, we reduce lots of things from mosquitoes to roaches to rats, all these different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm going to ask you a real kind of weird question. Citronella oil?
Nah, man. Yeah. What, man? If it repels the mosquitoes,
use it.
Sure. Why not?
All right, Dr. Russell. Well, I think this is time for us to close off our interview today. It was very interesting. I love it. I didn't think that you know, when we hear dengue fever, we supposed to feel a type of way, meaning that we supposed to say, hey, dengue fever out. Let's see if we can put things in place to prevent it from happening. And I really do hope that people listen to what it is we are saying, especially you, Dr. Russell. So before we actually close off, give us a quick recap on dengue fever, the upsurge, and what can we do to prevent it?
For sure. So, you know, dengue fever is out there, right? You get some fevers, headaches, body aches, etc. If you are not well, if you've been bitten by mosquitoes, go and get a checkup. Ask doc if you need to do any blood work or a dengue test. Again, you should use regular medications for these symptoms, including things like paracetamol, drink some fluids, avoid things like aspirin, ibuprofen containing medications, right? And again, cleaning up around your house, covering or removing some water sources to eliminate the mosquitoes would reduce the spread of dengue.
Right.
That's it.
And that's it. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Russell Maharaj, thank you so much for joining us. And I hope we have you here again, you know, to have some more discussions. All right?
For sure, man. For sure.
Thanks so much. Have a good one. So, guys, there you have it. Thank you. There you have it, Dr. Russell Maharaj.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.